This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 24th. God's word to you today is in His name, and this is part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 11, verse 2, and it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." The encounter that Prophet Isaiah had with the Lord paints a very graphic picture of the connection between the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In the first 5 chapters of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was prophesying doom to everybody. Then in Isaiah 6 verses 1 to 5, it says, "It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. They were calling out to each other, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory.' Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, 'It is all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies.'" Isaiah's response to the revelational knowledge of God was the fear of the Lord. Isaiah said, "It is all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man." When you really can say, like Isaiah said, "I am doomed," that is the beginning of humility. Humility is not putting yourself down. That is humility and not humility. Humility and humility are 2 different things. True humility is stand as tall as you can, then look at the glory of God and you will be humble. It is the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord that brings that to bear. The Holy Spirit is the power of the highest. Luke 1 verse 35 says, "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.'" That is taken from the New King James Version. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Say amen. The power of the highest will overshadow you. And that which will come out of your life will be born of God in the name of Jesus." Remember the illustration of the cups from days back. 2 of those cups were open and 1 was closed. You have to make sure that you are not closed. So in your business, in your finances, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the breath of the Almighty. Job 33 verse 4 says, "For the Spirit of God has made me and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." I pray that God will breathe upon you. When God breathes upon a situation, He is infusing the Holy Spirit into that situation. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. Zechariah 12 verse 10 says, "And I pledge that I will pour out a spirit of grace and pleas of mercy on the family of David and the citizens of Jerusalem." This is taken from the Voice translation. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, when you unleash that dimension of the Holy Spirit, things just work out for you. You enter into a level of grace that allows you to do difficult things with great ease. It is God's grace. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.